Our first case this evening is case number 12,337. Ariel Gonzalez seeks variances from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a landlocked parcel on the north side of Sawmill Road, approximately 0.47 miles from Pine Road. The 911 address is 20116 Sawmill Road in Georgetown. And the zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel is District 135, Map 4, and Parcel 11.01. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 9-foot variance from the requested 15-foot side yard setback for a porch in the side yard. The existing dwelling is non-conforming and it does not require a variance. And we do have building permit history dating back to 1989 for the dwelling. To date, staff have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. And I would also note that this item of business was previously on the agenda for the July 15th, 2019 meeting. And the applicant did have a medical emergency with his son, and the board has agreed to a rehearing. And there is building permit history. The most recent permit is 2018 for an additional room. Thank you.
Madam Chair, if I may, just for the record, as stated, this matter was on the prior hearing. A motion for rehearing was requested and was approved this evening as a part of the prior business findings of fact of the October 7th, 2019 hearing.
Correct. Is the applicant here?
Yes.
Would you please come forward and be sworn in?
Gentlemen, come forward. Come forward this way. Could you state your name and your address for the record?
Yep. Ariel Gonzalez.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Ariel Gonzalez. The address is 20116 Sawmill Road.
You, sir?
Paul Tonnell. Address is 21745 Sawmill Road.
Okay. Gentlemen, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. You may proceed. Stand at the podium. If you have any exhibits, you can give it to.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could you go over, for us to grant a variance, there are 5 conditions. They would be on your application that you'd filled out.
I believe this is, would I give this to you or? Yeah,
you can. No, you need to tell us.
Oh, okay.
Is that the application?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe.
Okay. So what's the uniqueness of the property? Why is it unique that we should grant a
due to the size of the lot and the home already existing and a septic located in the front yard, covered side entrance needed to be on the outside.
Okay.
And due to the size of the lot and the property cannot be developed in I can't read right with the zoning ordinance.
Right.
And practical difficulty was not created by a applicant due to the original location of home on the lot.
And
this is a small area in the country with no neighbors, and the lot to the right is also owned by Ariel. This will not affect the characteristics of any neighbor's property. The variance requested is least allowed for the minimum variance allowed.
Okay. Why couldn't you put the porch on the other side of the dwelling? Other end.
because we don't have space.
No space?
Yeah.
There's no space on the other end of the house?
No.
No.
Why not? You've got 28 feet. You only have to have a 15-foot setback. Is it because the door entry to the house?
Yes, of course.
So you need to, you've got to tell us.
Yes.
Convince us why you need it on this end of the house.
Yeah, because that door is close to the driveway, you know.
This door is close to the driveway? The concrete driveway?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Can you point out up there where the septic actually is?
Septic is... Should be...
I wonder how big this porch is.
I think it's there, but the tanks come in, I think, right there, and it's right here.
So you probably wouldn't be able to build on that side anyway?
No.
Tanks?
No, because there's a hill. It's a hill mound where the septic is, and it comes down to another fence to somebody else's property. But this property over here, next to it, is owned by him.
How big is the porch that you want to build? Come back here, please, to the microphone.
How big is the porch?
The porch is, I think, 10 by 10. Or 10 by 8. Honestly, I'm not sure.
Is it already built?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. It's already there?
Yes, yes, it's already there.
So now you're asking for forgiveness?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. White, yes. Do you want to add to this?
Chair, that the building permit did say that the side porch was 10 by 11.
Okay. So yeah, that, I think it's that.
It may be
yeah,
less than what
yeah,
we've
I think it's that, honestly. I say I'm not sure.
Did you get a building permit?
Yes, correct.
He did get a building permit?
That's correct. So it was issued on March 26th of 2018, and it was for a 10 by 11 side porch and a 23 by 7 covered porch.
So. Okay.
And the setbacks were given correctly at 30 foot from the front, from the easement, 15 feet for the side yard, and the rear yard setback is 20. So.
And who signed for the permit?
It was applied for by Ariel's Handyman Contracting. I don't know if that's a relation.
Yes.
So, okay. So.
Yeah.
And it was signed for by... Can't read the signature.
Did you get the permit, building permit?
Yes.
And you didn't understand the setbacks?
What is that?
You didn't understand the setback that they were talking about in the permit?
Because they say, I think, is the line. It's more space for when they show me the line. It's not more space. This is, I'm here asking 9 foot more. You know.
Right. But your building permit had it spelled out for you on that building permit.
Yeah, this is understand, honestly.
And you have a, are you a contractor?
Yeah.
And you build for people and you're not?
Yes, everybody is different, different town and different, you know.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board?
Do we have a copy of the permit?
I can pass around my copy. So.
Somebody complain about this? Or did some
no neighbors?
There's nobody around. It's like
the lot is next to the house. It's my lot too.
And the two in front of it are vacant.
My plan is the lot when you go into the driveway. I say the plan is, I think maybe I bought another lot.
Yeah, he's thinking about buying the lot to the right.
He already owns it.
No, the one in the front.
Oh.
Okay. He owns the one in the back, but he didn't get the one in the front yet.
But if he can join the lot, these two lots, he wouldn't need a variance, is that correct?
Correct. If they were made into one lot, then the side yard would go away.
Well, we can do that. Can combine it, you know, combine that existing house with the other one, that property all one.
Yeah, I don't know, but I say my plan is, if in another lot, maybe I build in a small house there.
Well, apparently you don't understand the setbacks. So, I don't know. Any questions for members of the board?
How would you get notified on that?
I don't believe it came in through a complaint. I think one of our inspectors just picked it up in the field as part of the inspection process.
Okay. I am familiar with that area, and there's, like they said, there's hardly anything out there.
But still, you go get a permit, you're supposed to.
It's reading that this, where it's, you own this land also.
Right.
So he could conjoin, if the board turns it down, he could still conjoin the lots and be a friend. He just wouldn't be able to build on that lot.
So your plan is to build another house on the other lot?
Yeah, small house.
Small house?
Yeah.
There's nowhere else you can put that, I mean, the porch is built. There's nowhere else you can move that porch?
No.
No.
And those trees over there on that side too, are they, would they be in the way of where you could put that?
No.
To your left, that opposite side?
No.
No, I think they belong to the forest. It's a forest property.
It's a 10-by-11.
Okay, let's see if there's anyone here in favor of this application.
Yes.
If you'll have a seat right there, we'll proceed here in a minute. Is there anybody here in favor of this application? None? And how are you this evening, sir?
Good evening. Happy holidays. A little late, a little early.
Sir, state your name for the record.
Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Right? Got it?
Yes. I just have one quick question. With this being, if it's a structure going over, with this being done and being inspected and found out after the fact that it did meet setbacks, with what we were discussing for the last 6-7 months as far as the footer inspections, if this was done next year or going forward, it would have been caught at the footing inspections versus now after it's already done and up. Am I right in that?
Correct.
So we're finally past that point going forward?
So this was permitted in 2018.
Okay, so this isn't one that's just March of 19.
So this was not permitted this year.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I'm just saying structure, seeing footings as to where it's coming in for forgiveness versus the inspector going out and saying, okay, you dug the footers, you're too far over, shut it down. This was one that permit call for a final or whatever and say that we're over, so it's actually after the fact. And hindsight with reading everything. So that's all my questions. After the fact, whatever you do, you still.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, any more questions of the applicant from members of the board? Mr. Wilcox, anything?
I have no questions.
Okay, no questions? I will.
I have a question for Mr. Wilcox.
Okay.
Can we compel him to make this a single lot?
No.
So we approve or deny. We deny and he doesn't want to tear it down, then his choice is to conjoin it. But that would be on him.
Thank you.
Okay. No other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Well, I can see why he couldn't put it on the other side of the house. I mean, I can see that with his septic. It is a low area out there, so I'm sure he has a mound system, I would presume. And he is the neighboring, he owns the property right next door as well. So, and I doubt if we disapprove it, he's going to tear it down. Doesn't make it right.
Well, he'd have to. The county would make him if we, or he could choose to make that one lot, and then he would not need a variance, and he could go on about his business.
Could do. That would just be more financial strain, though, with a surveyor doing that.
Yeah, I don't think he would could bond it to and got a chance to sell that lot.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
But he is a contractor, and he's supposed to know what he's doing, and he did get the permit.
There he is.
And apparently, he did not pay attention, or did not care to pay attention when he built it.
Twice.
Yep.
Now, he did not get, nobody turned him in, is that correct?
Correct.
So he's here on his own accord?
No.
Okay.
Inspector.
Inspector turned, told him he needed to be here.
Picked it up.
Right.
I know he's in the wrong, but he's on a 10 by 11. But really didn't have another place to put the thing, what he had. When he even asked about the well. So.
Well, he could have come out front. Yes. He could have added on to the porch that he has on the front.
He didn't make him done that.
He already has a 23 by 7 porch on the front. He could have had plenty of room there. He's got 26.6 feet in the front.
In the front of, yeah.
So.
I think he went to the side because of the side door and getting inside where his driveway is at and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's how it went in.
Sure, it's probably his mud room down.
Yeah.
That.
Yes.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make it right.
Chair, if I can assist with some numbers.
Yes.
So. On the survey, the applicants noted that they believe this to be a small lot from which the reduced setbacks would apply. So the threshold for that is below 10,000 square feet, but you'll note from the survey that it's 11,856 square feet. So it's not substantially too far away from the 9,999 square foot limit. So,
but him being a contractor, he should have come first and asked, then build it, and then come to us and ask for forgiveness. He's a professional.
The only thing that could have legally been put there is a set of steps.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which
not,
we already
and
had.
Not require a variance.
Yep.
Right.
An overhang. You got an overhang.
If the steps are open to the sky and uncovered, they may encroach 5 feet.
Yeah. Could have put an overhang over that too?
No, it has to be open to the sky. We need
okay.
to
go. How about we put an overhang on something to see the same setback? Like
could have been like
4 foot.
Mm-hmm. It's
It's moot.
It would have to be uncovered.
I just want to understand.
Okay.
We should have. Is it really a porch or is it an enclosed room? Do you know that on the building permit?
I think I understand what you're saying.
I've closed the public hearing. We cannot hear any other testimony. Do you want to think on it? for our next regular meeting. Okay, gentlemen. I believe we need to table it till our next regular meeting then if we're not prepared to move on.
I believe that either way that we have to have a motion.
Is non-conforming also, correct?
Correct.
But that is a legal non-conforming, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, we don't, it's not a variance.
I understand. Chair, I make a motion that we table case number 12337 for Ariel Gonzalez to our next.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is tabled until our next regular meeting. And then we will make a decision. Hopefully. Thank you.